Las Vegas unions to picket casinos this week. Amid disappointing talks between casinos and workers that are not making any progress, unionized workers in Las Vegas are prepared to increase the pressure. They're planning to hold peaceful strikes outside several casinos this Thursday if the situation doesn't improve. Vegas workers closer to strike. The Strip will witness two instances of union members staging picket lines, with each occurrence lasting 2 hours. These picket lines will commence at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., taking place at three separate locations along the Strip. Specifically, picketers will be stationed in front of New York, New York and MGM Park, two MGM Resorts international properties. Caesars Entertainment will face strikes, as well, with demonstrations outside Harrah's, Flamingo, and Link in the first round, and Horseshoe, Paris and Planet Hollywood in the second. According to Papa George, labor union employees assigned to the site will engage in information picketing either before or after their work hours. These will request visitors not to cross the picket line throughout the two-hour protest. Regarding wages and benefits, Culinary Workers Local 226 Secretary Treasurer Ted Papageorge said on Monday that the casinos and workers are nowhere close to an acceptable arrangement. Almost a month ago, union members gave their approval for the bargaining committee to initiate negotiations, with the intention of focusing on three casinos. At least 38,000 individuals in non-gaming positions at the casinos agreed to the strike. Papageorge further mentioned that the companies were devoid of any strategic blueprint for the economy or rational thinking, and one of them engaged in such inconsequential actions that it yielded no discernible outcome. Pressure mounts ahead of Las Vegas Grand Prix. Strip properties face potential disruption as the group has yet to announce a specific date. Gambling regulators are still hopeful that an agreement will be agreed upon before the Formula One race takes place in Las Vegas in mid-November. The event is projected to draw in a large number of spenders, adding to the city's influx of tens of thousands of visitors. Papa George stated that Wynn Resorts is also causing frustration for the union during ongoing contract negotiations, although Thursday's protest will mainly target MGM Resorts and Caesars. The focal points of these talks revolve around salary and perks, easing the workload of housekeeping staff, enhancing security measures, and implementing advanced technological solutions. The union declared that although the official expiration of the agreement between the parties and the union occurred at the end of May, a new interim agreement for settling disputes related to most of the Strip's properties and proposed debt settlement had been achieved. The final agreement will be retroactively applicable. However, last month, the union made public the termination of their contracts with MGM, Caesars, and Wynn. Although the defunct collective bargaining agreement still upholds its terms and conditions regarding wages, benefits, and job security, the regulations preventing employee terminations have become null and void. Consequently, workers now have the freedom to walk off the job. It's been 39 years since the last citywide strike organized by unionized employees.